Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you.
It's that time of week. Joe and Cindy Farini join us every Monday this half hour to talk about how to make your marriage stronger through My Marriage Matters. And Joe and Cindy Farini, good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
All right, I love this. So you've got some newlyweds who wrote to you and said that they're getting a whole lot of unsolicited marital advice, my very favorite kind.
Yeah.
Even from people who have never been married. So they're like, what do we
do? Wow.
Well, I guess we start with when we go to showers and things like that, often the bride and groom or the mother-to-be, if it's a shower for babies, we're given these cards in the invitation or online that ask us to give advice. And I think it can be fun to do that. Plus, that way the couple or the mom-to-be gets to listen to this advice and take it, knowing that everyone was asked to give this advice, not just one person.
Right.
But when it comes from one person to you specifically, and specifically maybe from someone who's never been married, I think that can be quite a challenge. Now, I know there's single counselors who really have learned a lot over the years of their training to know about relationships, and I think that has a lot, there's a lot there that can be learned and taught, and I think that's great. But when it comes from somebody who maybe doesn't have that training, just a lot of advice, I think, you know, the person receiving the advice should receive it politely, listen to it, consider it, and then sift through it for what is important for them. I remember early in our marriage, and not so much before, but early in our marriage, listening sometimes to Joe's mom, she would share different advice. And sometimes I would think, oh, that doesn't apply to me. I'm not going to listen to that. But then I would think about it, and I thought, you know, there's some advice within this that's pretty important. And she's been there before. I think I'm going to listen. So I think there's two sides to that. One, listen carefully, and then the other, sift through it and only use what is important to you.
Well, because, you know, when somebody is first married, in my experience at least, you have this still strong idealism. And so in your mind, you think that everybody else just has bad marriages. And you guys have this special relationship. And so perhaps you're not even ready to hear advice from people yet.
Well, I think it is wise for the very newly married couple to begin to establish in their life some boundaries. You know, and hopefully by this time you've established some ideals, like you said, Brian, as to what the parameters and what the boundaries in your life and what your marriage should be. And once you got those boundaries in place, you have a pretty good idea as to what the healthy parameters to have in your life should be. So that when you get this advice, whether it's solicited or unsolicited, you can begin to filter through that grid of what you've already talked about as to what your boundaries should be. And then you, as Cindy said, you've either very graciously respond to that advice with, nodding at their head and saying thank you. And, or you just kind of, you know, forget the rest, you know.
Yeah, right.
But what happens in marriage, as you know, I mean, you start with what you think are healthy boundaries, but as life goes on and you begin to add children onto those boundaries begin to expand even more. And so what you thought was the ideal when you first got married within the first few months of marriage begins to look a little different than what it looks like after you've been married 10, 20 or more years. And so I think you start with those good boundaries first.
So what do you do if the person won't stop giving you unsolicited marital advice?
Ooh.
Punch them, maybe, or push them? Give
no,
them some advice.
I think one of the things we have come to do is just to say, that's interesting, because that doesn't give you anything negative, and it doesn't give that person anything positive. They have no idea what you're thinking.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't always think that it's important for me to say, you're wrong, or I don't like what you're saying to me. I just think we need to listen, and then honestly consider the source. You know, if it's a person who you see that their marriage has done well, now we're talking about a single person giving advice, but if it's a married couple, you know, if their marriage has done well, maybe listen to that advice and put it in the back pocket for yourself for maybe down the road when you'll need it. But I think we should listen. I think we should be gracious. And we don't have to act upon it, and they don't have to know it. We don't owe them any explanation of whether we did it or whether we didn't do it. And if they come back and ask us, then I think we have opportunity to say, you know what, we just together as a couple realized that that wasn't going to work for us. But thank you for that advice, because maybe we would have needed it.
Well, at some level, true. you're giving them power by letting them make you angry by it. So I kind of like your, oh, great, thanks, bye.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, first with that continued persistent advice is someone that has a history with you. You know, maybe your parents or siblings or something like that. It's possible that they might be seeing something that you don't see. And, you know, that is, you might have what we call a blind spot in your life. And so someone who has a long history with you and who has demonstrated that they truly care about you and truly love you, and they've demonstrated that over the years, if that's the person who keeps trying to reach you with the message, then you as a couple need to make that honest assessment as to whether or not what's being said is valid or not being said. But you, too, are the final judge, and that's the decision.
Yeah, true. And you know, sometimes I've found that if I don't like advice, it's perhaps because I need it. And so there has to be a minute where you stop and go, is there anything here I need? Which is, I think, your point, Cindy, where you go, you've got to sift through it in some way, even if you don't like it.
I think so. Because people, you know, all of us have people around us who may, as Joe just said, see things that we're not seeing. And that's kind of hard sometimes to take that advice from other people. But I think we, as Christians and as people who care about other people, hopefully we would take that advice and listen to it. And we don't need to be defensive about it. We just need to welcome it, embrace it, and then move on. And, you know, we don't have to give them all kinds of accolades and credit for it. We don't have to put them down either. We just need to kind of move in that straight and narrow and move on with our life. And I think, too, sometimes there's opportunities when maybe that person, especially if it's a one-person kind of thing, if they get a little manipulative about it and start to say, you know, well, why aren't you? I notice you're not doing what I told you to do. I really feel as a couple, we just need to stand up and just say, well, together we have decided that we're going in a different direction, and we need to hold on to our boundaries, because sometimes people do want to insert their, you know, everything into your life, and that isn't always necessary.
It's 7:20, just about time to say goodbye. Any final thoughts for us here, Cindy, on this one?
Joe?
Well, I might add that we need to be really firm at this point, and we need to confront that individual and say something that Cindy has been saying is, you know, thank you for that, you know, continued advice and recommendations, but we've chosen to go this way. I think what they need to understand here is the seriousness if they continue to confront you. They need to, of course, obviously let it go. Or what happens is they risk hurting your relationship with them. Mm-hmm. I mean, if not immediately, at some point in time, a possible root of bitterness might set in and permanently negatively affect that relationship. So they need to understand the seriousness of them continually coming after you and, if you will, badgering you with this quote-unquote good advice.
Yeah. It's 7:21. Our guests have been Joe and Cindy Farini with their weekly My Marriage Matters segment. Listen each Monday this half hour for all the details on that. You can also find them online. Search for them on Facebook, where you can submit topics there and have some great discussions and read good articles. They're called My Marriage Matters on Facebook, or visit them at joefarini.com. Or CindyFarini.com. Did I cover all the bases there?
You sure did. And I'd like to just add one more thing, because I'm so glad that you're mentioning the Family Life Weekend to Remember. There's one coming to Akron March 8th through 10th and Cleveland the 22nd to the 24th, both in March. And March 2nd, Joe and I are going to be giving a free special needs marital seminar in Brunswick at Hope Church. And if they go to My Marriage Matters, all of the things I just mentioned, they can get information on. And we'd love to see them, especially if you're one of those people caring for someone 24/7. We hope to give you some encouragement and joy in the journey, because it's a long one.
Yeah, and it's free, which is everybody's favorite price. So again, go to
free lunch. Free lunch.
Oh, wow.
Oh, nice.
Can I go?
And
I don't
free
know.
Free seminar.
Yeah.
Free everything.
I'll pass
on,
water around. Can we go?
Absolutely.
All right, you two. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.